Back now with Day to Day. In South Texas, a mythical creature has reared its ugly head.
Maybe.
We'll let you decide. Here's the story. Phyllis Canyon owns a ranch in Cuero, Texas, outside of San Antonio. One day, she stopped to look at some roadkill, as Texans are wont to do, and she saw something she couldn't quite identify.
I don't think it's a dog. I don't think it's a mangy coyote. I think that it is a very strange animal that is more than likely a cross between something.
But what is it? It weighed about 40 pounds, big ears, large fang teeth, and grayish blue, almost hairless skin. Nasty, nasty stuff. Then Phyllis remembered the dead chickens that have been appearing on the ranch. Dead chickens sucked of their blood. Phyllis told her brother about it.
Whatever it is, you know, has killed these chickens. It looks like it sucked the blood out of it. And that's when he said, oh, yeah, that's a chupacabra. And I'm like, a what? Oh, yeah, that is a bloodsucker and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, whatever. Well, now we look back and it's like, oh, my gosh, maybe that it. Maybe it is something really strange. Maybe we don't know what this is.
Yes, the chupacabra. Translation, Alex?
The goat sucker.
According to Latino folklore, the chupacabra.
The goat sucker.
Moves at night, feeding on the blood of cows, chickens.
And goats.
Of course. Phyllis sent the animal off to get a DNA test to see if she can prove that it's in fact a chupacabra. But in the meantime, she's been selling tons of t-shirts on her website, cuerochupacabra.com. But what to do with that big, ugly head?
Once we get all the DNA testing and all that stuff done, I'd really like to have it mounted. I'd just mount the head. I'd probably have a chicken in its mouth along the way, too. What do you think about that?
I think the chupacabra would approve.